USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge still hasn't decided if it's legal for the Biden administration to end COVID-19-related restrictions at the southern border. Border Patrol Union President Brandon Judd joins Fox News and explains why federal border assistance has been misguided.
We feel like this administration has not given us the enforcement tools. They've given us the processing tools, but they haven't given us the enforcement tools to stop this crisis that currently goes on. In fact, when we process people through quicker, that just means more people are going to continue to come. That is inviting people to come here.
The White House is pushing Congress harder to authorize billions of dollars in additional COVID funding. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki warning that some COVID programs may have to be shut down abruptly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgan's. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
$40 billion in proposed aid to Ukraine is stuck in the Senate after Republican Rand Paul blocked passage of the bill, saying the U.S. economy will only suffer with more spending. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty agrees.
Well, that money certainly has a place, a better place and a higher use, in my view, to be dealt with issues right here at home. Again, borrowing money that we don't have, to spending it on areas of the world where there may be a crisis. I don't think America has anything against Ukraine. We don't want to see them fail, but we have problems right here at home.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Senator Paul says he wants language inserted into the bill without a vote that would have an inspector general scrutinize the new spending. A new Monmouth University poll found that President Joe Biden's approval rating is 38%, and only 18% of Americans say the country is on the right track. Wall Street ending the week on an up note, gaining 466 points Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The crack pipe controversy is heating up again after the Washington Free Beacon confirmed that in numerous major cities, safe smoking kits handed out by harm reduction organizations included pipes for smoking drugs. Even as White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki continues to say it's a conspiracy theory that safe smoking kits contain crack pipes, Patrick Huff with the Washington Free Beacon says not so fast.
What Jen Psaki said, I mean, this is the exact messaging they did when we broke the story back in February. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, the pipes are not in the kits. And happily, the media pushed this narrative. They printed the press release. But what we decided was actually to go out and do the real work to figure out what is a smoking kit. So we went to five different cities up and down the East Coast. And we found, of course, yes, a crack pipe is within a crack smoking kit. That's the whole point.
At least two deaths are reported after hurricane-force winds hit South Dakota. Nearly 170 damaging wind reports came in, including 60 that were over 75 miles an hour Thursday night. It's only the second time in nearly 20 years the state has seen that many hurricane-force winds from a non-tropical storm. United Airlines is becoming the first major carrier to strike a contract deal with its pilots union since the start of the pandemic. United and the Airline Pilots Association announced the deal Friday, but didn't disclose specifics. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.